everyone, and welcome back to another edition of Talking Sense with Alistair Milroy of Breaking the Mold Accounting. How are you, Alistair?
I'm really good, Ray.
Today, we want to talk about important management information. Let's start off with budget.
Yeah, look, so budget's really important, whether it's for a business or for a yacht, I think. But most yachts will have a budget as well. It's really setting out an expectation of what the expenditure, and if you're a business, also what the revenue is going to be for the year ahead, and giving yourself a target in terms of plan, in terms of what you're going to do. So it's really looking ahead and saying, right, what do we want to achieve as a business, and putting some formal structure around preparing those numbers.
And forecasting.
Yeah, the forecasting is similar to budgeting, but the difference is really when you're forecasting, you're actually looking at how the business is performing. And then you rather a budget is looking forward and saying, this is the plan. Forecast is really trying to measure the actual performance and based on those actual numbers, what you're actually going to achieve. So it's similar to a budget, but a slightly different perspective. You'll normally do a forecast more regularly and revisit it more regularly. A budget your team sets for the start of the year, it's set and that's it. Whereas a forecast will be maybe quarterly, you'll be looking at a forecast and going, how is the business actually achieving in real terms, and looking at the actual numbers and forecasting those forward to see whether you're actually going to achieve your budget or not.
Yeah, yes, it's like you've got a main plan and then you've got a smaller plan on how to get there. And every few months you sort of reevaluate that plan to see if you're actually going to achieve those goals doing what you're doing now, or whether or not you need to take a look at it and change your strategy.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Yeah. To actually achieve your budget, you might need to, the forecast is really measuring things that, well, actually we're not on target there. What do we need to change to still reach that more strategic goal?
Cash flow. Something everybody always cringes.
Yeah, no, they say cash is king. And it's great to have sales and revenue, but if your sales are going up and you're trading, then you've got lots of revenue, but you're not actually producing any cash, or what you're producing is all being spent, then you're going to have a problem. So yeah, having a cash flow as part of your forecasting as well, cash flow forecast, really looking at where are we in the business. Have we got enough money to do what we want to do? And measuring that. Again, having that formal measurement and looking forward at what's that cash flow forecast can just allow you to recognize when you've got problems in the business. And there's often expenses come up. We've talked about before, tax bills, VAT bills, and can come as a surprise for business owners if you're not careful. So planning those forward does definitely help. And knowing you've got these big expenses, you can be sitting there thinking, wow, we're doing really well, we've got a great profit, and there's lots of cash, but actually a lot of that cash is sitting and actually needs to be sent to the revenue authorities as VAT, etc., then that can change the position of a company quite quickly.
Well, I think we've all experienced it, because even though you may be billing, or your sales may be X per month, that doesn't mean that you're going to get all of that money in every month. It's almost as if you have to be 3 to 4 months in advance and that cash will come in. But you always have to continue, watch what is coming in and what your sales is, because, you're not going to see the rewards from those sales for months in the future.
Yeah, there's some really sort of key things you can measure in a business around that. I'd say debtor days is one of those. So looking at how long it takes you to convert your sales to actual cash, and then looking at how you can reduce that. So in simple terms, you're looking at your debtors, how quickly they convert to cash, and measuring that in the number of days. So if it's 3 weeks or 60 days to convert, then that's probably going to cause you cash flow. So if you start measuring those numbers and get them down to really 10 days, 7 days, then you've got that cash conversion. It's going to be different for each business depending on how they work, but that's a key KPI to have in place is your debtor days. Other things around cash flow is looking at sales and discounting as well. Giving someone a 10% discount doesn't sound like very much, and we all know customers ask for discounts, but if you've only got a 10% margin and you're giving give away 10% discount, you're actually not making any money. So the revenue line looks great, the sales line looks great, but you're not making generating any cash that you can invest back into your business or provide back to your shareholders. So yeah, it's really important.
Well, and you did just mention KPI, which is the key performance indicator. What is that?
Yeah, so key performance indicators, well, the more the one, but you're looking at your business and putting some measurements in place that you know that if you do those things, I guess it's putting the system, the process in place to go, right, if we know if we keep debtor days down, if we know what our inventory turnover is, look at our margins on our sales and profit and measure those, then the results, the profitability, the cash flow will be okay. And they can be financial KPIs, or they might be also, things like customer feedback, doing regular customer service surveys, looking at your performance. But it's looking at each individual business or even in a yacht, looking at your things like staff turnover can be a good KPI, because if you've got a lot of staff turnover, it's going to be costing your business. It's going to be taking up management time to recruit. You're going to have more recruitment fees. You've got training time. All those things will impact your business performance. If you're measuring your budgeting, forecasting, you've got good KPIs, you've got that management information coming through from your finances, then you're going to have a lot better chance of success, because it's putting that process around making you have those disciplines in your business. And, yes, pandemics can come along and wars can come along. There's lots of things that happen. We can have a global financial crisis. We can have interest rates go up. We know they happen. If you would have thought we'd have a pandemic 2 years ago, but it's happened. The business has had to pivot really quickly. And those who are already, using digital electronic storage and cloud technology were able to respond to their clients a lot quicker than those that weren't, perhaps had video conferencing in place, etc. as well. So I think having a plan on building in, part of your forecast is what would happen if interest rates go to 4%. Well, how is that going to affect us? How's it going to affect our customer base? And looking at those, modeling those scenarios can really help a business plan ahead. And having that cash buffer in a business is critical as well. So that's part of that planning. How much capital do we need in the business that we can access it? Sure, a lot of people over the last 10 years have relied on cheap, low interest rates, low cost of borrowing, but that's changing.
You've been watching another edition of Talking Sense right here on Yachting International Radio. Thank you again to Alistair Milroy of Breaking the Mold Accounting. My name is Rianne. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.